Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome once again to Madam Perry Salon. I don't know what happened to my doorman. Usually he's already on the air by now. But, you know, maybe he's on strike or maybe he's just taking a little night off. But anyway, welcome once again to Madam Perry Salon, the podcast that loves you, where you meet the most fascinating people. And I am your host, and I am your cruise director, groove mistress, and, oh, wait, no, tonight's guest is your groove mistress, but I am also your spiritual advisor, Madam Perry, but you can call me Jennifer or Jan, or musicians call me JP, and I am just delighted to be here once again. First of all, let me thank everyone who has been subscribing.
General Quarters. General Quarters. Security Condition 3.
GQ. Security 3.
Okay. All right. I don't know. We're going to have a meeting in HR about that. But, and we don't really have HR. But, anyway, as I was saying, thanks for subscribing. So many people have been downloading the podcast, which, of course, is always free, and I intend to keep it that way, and has been subscribing to Madam Perry Salon, and that makes me able to continue to provide fascinating people for you to meet. Like the guests we've been having, and the guests we've got coming up, and the guests tonight, and I'm just grateful that you support this podcast. You know what? I have been getting texts all day long and messages on Facebook about tonight's guest, and it's just one of those nights when you feel like, God, I'm so glad I got a podcast. Tonight's guest is the creator of most of your favorite songs, but now designs fashion for an effortlessly elegant lifestyle. She's a multi-award-winning songwriter, musician, singer, whose songs have appeared on more than 100 million records worldwide. And now, and it's not like it's a sudden thing, she's always been interested in fashion and reshaping and redesigning clothes, to make them look more fabulous and yet more comfortable. And now that's what she's making a big splash in. Let me just quit talking and introduce my guest. I am so thrilled to have you here. Stepping in here into the genie bottle that is Madam Perry Salon, Franny Gold. Welcome, Franny.
Hi. So nice to be here with you.
I am thrilled. I don't know if your publicist or agent told you that this is a genie bottle that you would be in, a virtual genie bottle, but I'm glad that you're in here. I hope you approve of the Moroccan decor.
Love it.
Good. Just find a nice cushion to sit in, and they're all fluffy and ready. And I'm so thrilled. One thing I want to say about you is that I've only ever said about one other to one other guest, and that is,
wow,
you've provided the soundtrack to so much of our lives, with so many songs that take us to good times and times of love and loss and healing and all kinds of feelings. And I only said that to Denny Tedesco because he was on talking about his a documentary he made about the wrecking crew that his father, Tommy Tedesco, was a member of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
no, yes. Oh, yes.
Right?
Absolutely. The best.
Because before
yes.
he was, my husband was watching that documentary on an airplane, and he said, you know, brought tears to my eyes. And then I was talking about playing all of your music together. And I said, I felt the same way. It's like every time I play another song of yours in the last month, I always go, oh, yeah, you know, and just, it just brings back a lot of, you know, music can take you back. I think music and certain fragrances can take you back to certain times in your life, and you feel like you're there again. But you've had some
absolutely
people
and food.
Yes, food, definitely. And, yeah, good point. That's three. And so, but we're going to talk about, you know, you're actually. You have got a whole nother business now, too, where you design clothes. And people go to FranieGold.com, which is spelled FranieGold.com. You'll see some
yes.
of those gorgeous things. If you haven't looked there, you probably have seen them anyway. If not on the most fashionable people you know, you've probably seen it on, gosh, I put at least three or four issues of O, the Oprah magazine.
I don't know if it's been three or four, but a couple, yes. And we've been on about four episodes of The View, if anybody watches The View. The View, with Adam Glassman from Oprah Magazine. Yeah,
listen,
he's a big fan.
Adam Glassman, and you can't know Oprah without knowing Adam Glassman, but and on The View, yeah. If Adam's a fan, that's pretty much like the Pope of fashion. You gotta get this.
You get the stamp of approval. Yes, yes. Oh my God! By the way, I have to say, because I heard a little bit of Star Trek at the beginning of our visit, my neighbor used to be Jonathan Frakes, who was. On Star Trek. Just an FYI.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little FYI. Yeah.
That's interesting. So. That's fascinating. Well, about 2 months ago, I had David Stipes on here, and he created a lot of the models for the props and weapons and so forth for the early Star Trek series. So isn't it amazing? Star Trek is such a constant in so many people's lives, too.
Oh, my God.
And Frakes.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
He was Riker. Yes, Commander Riker.
Wow.
On The Next Generation, Star Trek The Next Generation. Yeah, just a coincidence. I love when those things happen.
I do, too.
So, yes.
It's a good time to say, because I'm already starting to get questions, that if you
yes.
want to talk to Franny Gold, all you have to do is you can call me here at 646-716-9922, and Blog Talk Radio assures me it's a toll-free number in the continental U.S. Also, if you can't call, you can always send me a message on Facebook, either through Madam Perry Salon or through Jennifer Maudette Perry. And, you know, Franny, we have some people who have questions they want to ask, but they can't tell you. They can't call because maybe they're at a day job or something. You know, they've got to be slick.
Right. Absolutely.
So, anyway, so you can message your questions in or call your questions in. And I've already got one. And this is from a woman who's an artist and a singer that I've worked with some, Kristen in Atlanta. And she has, question.
Hi, Kristen.
Kristen says, Selena sang the song Dreaming of You so beautifully.
Uh-huh.
That's the song that you wrote. And she said, ask, did you know Selena personally?
You know, I didn't know her for a long period of time, but I was so fortunate in that I did get to meet her when we were learning the song and about to go into the recording process. And she was one of the most wonderful, down-to-earth, easy to hang out with, like just instantly warm, generous, kind people that I've ever met. I'll never forget, we were in the studio learning the song and it got to be dinner time, and everybody was talking about where we could take her for dinner in Los Angeles. And she said, you know, we could go to the grocery store. I could make you guys some tacos. I'm like, what? You know? So obviously we didn't do that. We didn't want to put her to work, but I just loved her. She's just such a real down to earth person, just like being with, you know, a friend that you hadn't seen for a while and you just instantly pick up where you left off. And I was so distraught when I, you know, heard. I will never forget. I was sitting in my dining room, and when I heard about her death, her untimely death and murder, had just been with her literally, like, I think it had maybe less than 2 weeks before.
Oh, my. Oh.
Shocking. Shocking. Wow. So, as I told her dad and her family, I wrote them a letter shortly thereafter, and I just said, you know, this will be her song forever. So,
wow.
Yeah, sad when those things happen.
That's even more, I think, a different kind of pain when you've just seen somebody, so it seems, you know, hard to believe, even.
Yeah,
real.
Very hard to believe. And I'll tell you, I mean, again, very interesting. This week, I'm sitting here, and this week I just received two pictures from a friend who had taken pictures of us in the studio, and I've got two wonderful pictures of me and Selena working together on Dreaming of You.
Oh, my.
Exactly.
There's some synchronicity.
Pretty cool. Yeah, very synchronistic. And, so I'm just staring right at her, and she's on my shelf kind of with me all the time.
Oh.
And she also was very, very, very into fashion. One of the things that she was attempting to do at the time of her death was to create a fashion line. So hopefully, I don't know, in some weird way, we're kind of, you know, carrying on the dream.
Sounds like a bit of a kindred sister thing in there.
That's I feel a connection, you know, even though I knew her for such a brief period of time. We really, as I say, we, you know, had a really great connection, and you know, that song has been so much a part of my life, and it's been, especially over the years when the anniversaries happen, that song just keeps on, you know, songs live forever. Songs live forever. So, yeah. I think they're about to do like a 25th anniversary tour or something I just read about on the internet, coming up this past or next year, 2020. And also, there have been a lot of people doing tributes to her of late in Texas, where she's from. And so there you go. You asked one question. It's like, whoa. Yeah.
Right, Kristen. Lisa, you were right on target with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you know, one thing is like, too, one of the first songs that kept coming to mind, and I've loved this song, it's it was Night Shift kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things.
Night Shift.
Now I'm going to feel like Jimmy Fallon because I want to sing a little bit of everything. You know how he sings a little bit of everything with sitting in with the band, like Daryl Hall or Todd Rundgren. I just want to go, Jackie, Jackie, you know, because everybody.
Gonna be some sweet sound coming down. Yeah. Well, there you go. And I was just, Dennis Lambert, my co-writer, was just in town last week and hadn't seen him in a long time. And we had lunch and, yeah, it's so great to get together with my co-writers and, you know, be back in the with my music peeps for a little while. And yeah, Night Shift is one of my favorites.
Did I was going to ask you just one more music question, and then I want to start talking about
of
your
course.
Club.
Please, please.
But something too, like, you know, and like just even if you look up any, and I know I'm not the only one. If you look up a lot of songs, whether performed by you or someone else on YouTube, you'll see a lot of comments, and you'll see a lot of recent comments, especially like on one of the versions of Night Shift I was watching, people were going, well, what about a Night Shift for this year, you know, or this generation or whatever that, and I'm thinking, well, what am I supposed to do, you know, reply, well, you better let Franny know you want another one, you know, so.
right,
people still think about it, and they still sing, and they still, you know, like so many of your songs, and I wonder how different is it, or how exciting is it to know that, you know, you've got so many songs like from Selena, and that's how many years, 25 years, and then you have a hit song by performed by the Pussycat Dolls. Who,
yeah, that was in 2005. Yeah.
Yeah. And
that was amazing.
It's got to be. I mean, you know, you're still so beloved, and you've got so much energy and so much, so many songs that mean so much to people, the performers and the fans. So that's got to be a special
thing. Thank you. It is. And the Pussycat Dolls, again, great girls. I loved working with them. And I was blown away. The producer called me, Ron Fair, who produced that record and also chose for them to do it, called me. And I had just walked in. I had been at the gym, and I hadn't even showered yet. And he said, please, you got to get down here right away. We're having an issue. And I'm like, oh, boy, what's up? And I knew they had just, you know, recorded the song, and they had finished the album, actually, when they recorded the song. It was done at the last minute, so I had a feeling there was something good in store for it. And I rushed down there, and he's waiting for me, and he opens the big glass and wood door, and sitting in the studio is a 60-piece full orchestra about to do the string section on Stick With You. I can't even tell you. I stood there in my, you know, sweaty self in my gym clothes, and I stood in front of all of these fantastic musicians, and I just was in tears. I could barely catch my breath. And they put the headphones on me, and the conductor, you know, they were just waiting for me to get there. And that was kind of like my, you know, icing on the cake. I can count how many songs over the years of my career had real orchestra on them. You know, nowadays everything is synthesized strings, you know, or not everything, but most. And it was such an incredible way to have my last big hit. Quite an emotional day. Just a day to remember.
Oh. Woo. Okay. That gives me goosebumps. There.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So, and then to go in the studio and hear the song back with full orchestra and all the background vocals and every, you know, drums, bass, incredible, the whole thing. I mean, it's just exquisite, just one of those exquisite, magical days that you don't forget.
I can imagine. In fact, that's what I'm going to try to imagine when I fall asleep tonight. I'm going to try to imagine that happening. I have a message from Susan Vanyo in Daytona, Florida. She says, what would you do, or what would you do with or advise someone who has amazing original lyrics but no musical ability? Is there still hope to get it out there?
Let's see. Well, first of all, I would try to find a musician to work with. You know, things are so different nowadays. However, I'm just thinking how I would go about it in this day and age where it's so different. But I think I would, if you go to clubs or places where musicians hang out, or looking for producers that create music tracks, that are looking for lyrics and or lyrics and melodies. There's so many people out there. I know there's still the Music Connection magazine. I'm sure there's a lot of ads online. Just hooking up and trying to find within your community, or actually nowadays, your community is the world. You can go on the internet and find musicians who are looking for lyricists. You could go on Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, whatever, and just say, I'm a lyricist. I'm looking for, a track guy or a musician to work with, either remotely or in person. And please contact me and I'll send you some of my ideas.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. And Susan says, thank you. Very
welcome.
She's like, oh my God, Franny, go songwriter is on? Yeah, yeah. So, hey. Now, if you like that, I have fabulous people to talk to, like Franny Gold. So, that's interesting. And let's see, another person, Vincent, said, as much as he loves your music and has listened to you forever, he wants to know, what kind of music do you like? What do you enjoy when you relax?
Oh, my God. I love so many different kinds of music. I have such eclectic taste. I love everything from, the Beatles to, Diana Krall, Astrid Gilberto, Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, Michael McDonald, Booker T and the MGs. I mean, I just like music. Donald Fagan, Diana Ross, Miles Davis. I'm just a fan of music. Yeah. I like it all. I found myself listening to Sirius Yacht Rock, which is a lot of Christopher Cross, Michael McDonald, I'm trying to think, Bee Gees, I mean, there's so much amazing music out there. Oasis. I love the new Miley. Well, it's not so new anymore, but I love what Miley Cyrus did with Mark Ronson. Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. I thought that was fantastic. I love Dolly Parton, for that matter. Joni Mitchell, Jimi Hendrix, Aretha. I mean, I could go on, you know, yeah. Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel. I don't know. Every time I find a song that I love, I drag it into my little playlist. And, you know, so I can, when I'm just chilling or cooking or doing things around the house, that I've got my soundtrack with me.
Well, you know, with Sirius Radio, for example, since there's so many stations, play so many songs, and like if you're in a grocery store or wherever or shopping, anywhere you are where you're listening to music, does it ever get old hearing your own songs, or do you still get excited?
No, oh my God, are you kidding? Still get excited. I have people call me. And they'll text me, my friends, and they'll go, I'm in Trader Joe's and I'm listening to Night Shift. Or, you know, I'm at CVS and I'm listening to Dreaming of You. Or, you know, it could be anything. It's always like, you know, I get these random messages. And, and I remember the first time I ever heard my song on the radio, ever. Was Diana Ross, Getting Ready for Love. And I remember there were no cell phones at the time. I think they were just starting with those big, gigantic in-the-car phones, you know, if you could afford it and you had that big, giant phone. But anyway, I was a struggling songwriter. And I remember driving as close as I could get to a phone booth, calling my dad and trying to pull the receiver into my car so he could hear my song on the radio. And on Sunset Boulevard. And, you just don't forget those moments, you know? And it was an amazing moment. Amazing moment.
Funny thing, my husband and I, actually, this was sometime recently, we were shopping at one of the places, you know, to get stuff for lawn work or whatever, you know, and I've got a big landscaping project I'm doing, you know, DIY, and so we heard another one of my favorites of yours, because I adore Jody Watley, Shalimar, No Shalimar, I adore Jody Watley, and
love her.
Don't You Want Me, and I don't know what it was, and I've seen this happen with songs before, which I think is very cool, but apparently there was a lady near me, and we're looking in different directions, looking at stuff, and my husband turns and notices that both of us are singing along to it, except I was trying to add in some dance steps, but he said something, and we turned and look at each other, and she said, hey,
oh,
it's good.
Oh, how funny.
It is.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Yeah, I love her. Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Talk about Jody.
I love Jody, and I'm actually going to have lunch with her in the next week or two. And we have remained really close friends since we met years and years ago when we wrote Don't You Want Me with David Bryant. And she is another one that is just loyal to a fault. She's one of my closest and best friends. And she has completely reinvented herself and is touring all over the country and making great, great records. And I adore her, just adore her. I also was in the company of this magnificent Broadway choreographer, Nick Kankel, and I'm not sure of his all of his work, but I know he's a pretty famous choreographer. Anyway, we were talking, and I mentioned, "Don't you want me?" And he went, "Oh my God, did you write that?" And I said, "Yes." And he went, "Oh, that's one of my favorite songs." The next thing I knew, about a week later, I go on Instagram, and he had choreographed a dance routine for his students using "Don't You Want Me," and tagged me, and it was just incredible, incredible to see all of these fantastic dancers dancing to "Don't You Want Me." So, pretty exciting, pretty exciting.
So glad to know that Jody is as nice as I believe she was, because I just think she's fantastic. And about the lady in
the
store, she turned to me and she said, "You know, if more people just gave in and did this, people wouldn't be so angry all the time." I said, "I agree with you."
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we need music. I wish I could remember exactly. I was recently at the BMI Awards last week, which was absolutely incredible. I got to meet Sting, who was honored for having the most performed song now. I guess the winner of that went to, for 16 years, "Soul and Inspiration" by Man and Wild. You know, "You're my soul and my heart's inspiration," you know that song. So now, for the first time in 16 years, Sting put them out of the number one spot with "Every Breath You Take."
Whoa.
And he was honored and won an award for most performed song in the world. And it was pretty amazing.
That's a long time. That's another duo. Barry Manilow.
Man and Weil.
Oh, yeah.
Love them.
Wow. Nick Hinkle. It's probably on YouTube, so I'll have to go look that up, isn't it?
Yeah, K-E-N-K-E-L. And if you go on Instagram, you could probably find him as well. And, yeah. Oh, and you know who else I met who I was so, so impressed with? What was the guy's name? Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
He performed three of his songs acoustically with his band. Fantastic. Fantastic. And he, you know, to follow Sting singing "Every Breath You Take" is pretty amazing. And he just, the two, both artists are so talented. I was pretty blown away. It's great. Great evening.
What a magic. What a magical night to be in. All right. Well, we also want to talk about your fabulous clothes that you designed. But if you remember, folks, if you want to talk to Gold, I think she'd like to talk to you, too. The number is 646-716-9922, or you can message it to me at Jennifer Mott at Perry or Madam Perry Salon. But somewhere along the way, and I've got a caller waiting, so give me just 1 second, and we're going to bring you in here. But somewhere along the way, technology took over, and it became harder, I think, to make money off of music.
Yes.
Yeah. With all
that is true.
And so, apparently, you were always into fashion and redesigning clothes, which I see is also very, you know, I see a lot of people on YouTube how to redo something into a new outfit, but you took it a lot further when you started designing clothes.
Yes, yes. I kind of feel like I have another hit record on my hands. I just could never find those kind of easy, basic pieces that I was looking for cut the way I wanted them to be cut, and so I decided to make them myself. And fortunately, a lot of people agree with me. So, yeah, it's been quite a ride and very exciting, very, very exciting and very rewarding to see how many people resonate with what I'm doing and are supporting me. I love it. It's wonderful. Very appreciative.
Yeah. In one of the reviews about the pants, and there's nothing like a perfect pair of black pants, and especially if they
nothing.
Look
absolutely
great.
Nothing.
And yours are, like they say, they're not clingy, boxy, baggy. They're just figure flattering. Who
yes.
doesn't want that, right? Okay. I've got somebody who's been waiting to talk to you, and so we're going to bring him in. Hi, welcome to Madame Perry Salon, and you're in here with me and Franny Gold. So just come on in, introduce yourself.
Goldie. Everyone does
hey,
that.
Hey, it's Marilyn Opus.
Marilyn.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, Marilyn. This is Marilyn from or near D.C. Marilyn
yes,
from Maryland.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Maryland
yes,
from Maryland.
Yes, yes, a cliche, I know.
I love it. I love it.
I'm excited. I haven't called in to Jennifer's show in a while, and I'm excited to talk with you, and just congratulations on your new venture, and congratulations on all your hit songs. I love them all. You know, they're all great, and it's just a treat to be able to hear the stories behind the songs, you know.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Creativity carries over, you know, from one thing to another, and it's at least that's
so
my
true.
Experience. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Anyway, I just wanted
very
to just, you know, say hi and wish you luck. And now, is there a website where we can find your creations or buy your creations?
Yes, there
or?
Is.
That's great.
FrannyGoldie.com. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome.
And I try to keep everybody informed about my music as well. Not that I do much of it anymore, but, you know, a lot of people like knowing that, you know, I like to try and inspire people to feel that they can also reinvent themselves and have a second career. So
exactly.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
It's so important.
That's fantastic. Yeah,
and
that's like the story of my life right there.
And Marilyn, let me ask you how you felt this. And by the way, thank you for giving me the chance to be corrected. Franny, I'm so sorry.
Don't worry. Listen, don't be silly. There was an article in Billboard about all the different ways that people have pronounced, misspelled, and, yeah, it's kind of a running joke, so no problem at all. I always tell people to spell my name to Mickey Mouse, and they'll never forget it.
Well, Marilyn, because I know that Marilyn is a makeup artist, and also I've seen you create a costume for your husband who acts and you act.
Oh, yeah.
Since you're a fan of Franny's her music, and since you know, called to congratulate her on the clothing, too, business,
yes.
don't you always
yes.
sometimes that clothes can make you, can give you a feel like certain, like when you've got, you know, good makeup? Because I always say, you know, you got a good bra, black pants, and a good mascara.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It can change your whole day. It can change your whole life. Make you, you know, it's life-changing when you have the right outfit or the clothes fit. Or, you know, I have I've always felt that there are a lot of clothes, basic styles, maybe it only fits one type of person or one type of body or one type of personality. And there are a lot of different body shapes out there, and I have one of them. And that's not traditional. And I also have the tastes that are not, just because I'm over 50, I don't want to look like what a lot of people think of what over 50 is. So I still want to look cool and funky and kind of rock and roll and you know. So I'm thinking that taste would carry the music taste would kind of carry over into your style, you know.
I hope so. Well, I don't, you know, I don't claim to be fashion forward, you know, like all I ever wanted to do was make great, great basics, you know, essentials that it's just easy to get dressed. Like you put it on, you know, you look fabulous and it you feel great. You look good. And you just, like my girlfriend last night, she said, I used to spend like 45 minutes getting dressed in the morning, figuring out what do I want to wear, what goes with what, you know. And she said, now I just throw on my magic pants, I put on one of my tops, and I'm good to go.
That's
and I'm like, yes. Yeah, and that's really, I mean, we all have too much to do. And we're all too busy. And if you want, and then, you know, we're like a palette. If you want that great fashion statement piece, you know, there's plenty of people making them. This is your palette. This is your go-to every day.
It's a good starting.
And I just made denim.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
I'm really excited about that.
Uh-huh. That is fantastic. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to check it out.
All right.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Great.
Marilyn is one of our favorite listeners, and
I'll never forget her. Marilyn from Maryland.
Who could forget?
I love that.
And she had a laugh. But wonderful woman. Let me just read just a couple of things in magazines. If anybody is not sure what I mean, well, I think most women do. Okay, in People Magazine had a picture that says, Phil Fit and Franny Goldie's perfect black pants. These have a cult following since they flatter in the right places while remaining comfy. And it was Adam Glassman who... Was he the one that dubbed the magic pants in Oprah magazine?
Yes. Yes. And I was kind of like, whoa. I thought somebody was kidding me when I was even contacted by the magazine. And, I mean, and so it goes. I mean, that's what they've remained. Everybody calls them the magic pants, and he started it. So I'm super grateful to Mr. Adam Glassman.
How could you think somebody was kidding? Because I like the way this is in one of the issues of Oprah, the Oprah magazine. Adam says, it starts out, he calls, bottoms up, let's face it, everyone needs go-to black pants. Well, I found them for you. These are structured, stretchy, and smoothing with no zipper or side seams for a clean line instead of front seam lengthens legs. We like that, making you feel 6 feet tall. And then he says, I'm officially dubbing these magic pants. FrankGoldie.com.
You can't get better than that. You cannot get better than that. I mean, such a blessing. It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. That is it.
And I love my. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please. Yeah.
No, honey, this is about you. You go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I love, you know, I didn't know a thing about what I was doing when I started this company. And not that I knew much more about the music business, but I love Kerry Washington from Scandal. I love her quote that says, hope is leaving room for magic bigger than you. And that's really what I started this business with, was just a lot of hope and just thinking, well, we'll see what happens. And look what happened. I got magic bigger than me.
That's
and a little play on words at the same time. But, I always remember that quote. I love to live by that. Get out of your own way.
I had never
and
heard
let the magic happen. It's a great quote.
Well, I'm writing it down now. And
yeah, hope is leaving room for magic bigger than you.
And I don't think there's anybody I should listen to more sincerely than Franny Goldie, because you're one of the people that lives. You live, you know, you what do you say, talk to talk, walk to walk, or walk to talk?
Walk the walk, you, talk the talk.
One example, yes. And I think that's
Thank
wonderful
you.
And magnificent. And you know what? This has just been so good to talk to you, but I have kept you longer than I promised and just thoroughly enjoyed it. And I have to say, too, I have messages. Susan says thank you, and she can't wait to find the pants. Thank you, Susan. And Melissa, same thing. She says, wow, this woman is a powerhouse of creativity. Thank you, Melissa. And thank you for the messages, everybody. I've kept you long, but gosh, this is so great to talk to you, and I'm so excited, and I cannot wait to get a pair of magic pants.
All right, and well, we should be in touch, and I'm going to get you a pair.
Really?
Absolutely. You know, I'm not really prepared at this moment, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to give your listeners a special code so that they can try those magic pants. I will send it to you, and you can put it up on your Facebook site or send it out to your listeners. Let me see. Yeah, I'll just make some kind of a code like MPS, Madame Perry Salon. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay. So let's just say that by in the next couple hours, we'll have that discount code for all your listeners, MPS. And they'll be able to try out a pair of magic pants and get a discount.
Yay. Thank you so much. That is so generous. We really appreciate
My pleasure. My
thank
pleasure.
You. Women support
pleasure.
Women.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, so nice to speak with you today. And thank you to all your listeners for their lovely comments and questions. And I'll look forward to speaking again soon.
All right. Thank you so very much. And I'll be sharing all of Franny Goldie's social media sites, how to buy her pants and all kind of groovy stuff like that on all of my social media, so you can always check there. Franny Goldie, you are an absolute gem, and I am so grateful to you for taking time and being so generous with your time to visit Madame Perry Salon. I wish you the most success and hope you'll visit again.
Thank you so much. I loved our conversation.